The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday, the 28th week in Ordinary Time. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The way in which Jesus' enemies are always trying to entrap him, catch him off guard, and back him into a corner reveals a critical spirit. St. Luke acknowledges this in the last two verses of today's Gospel from chapter 11. When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. You know, the attitude reminds me of so many political and social commentators, those on the various news networks, Twitter denizens, TikTok influencers, and the like. So many seem interested only in an argument and not in revealing or uncovering the truth. So much of what passes for news is simply the promotion of a preconceived narrative, as they like to say, and not a sincere and objective examination of facts, events, or ideas. Well, the narrative of the Pharisees with regard to Jesus is that he is a threat to the status quo, to their understanding of the Jewish law and the covenant. They regard him as a dangerous man whose preaching and works threaten to destabilize the precarious social and political pressures of the time. For the most part, they're not interested in the truth. But Jesus identifies himself as the way, the truth, and the life. If we abandon the search for the truth and the means to live it concretely, it's hard to see how we can remain in friendship with Jesus. The Pharisees may have been correct in concluding that Jesus was a destabilizing influence, but only if we first acknowledge that the world living under the yoke of sin and death needed destabilizing. Of course, really, what it needed was to be restabilized, with its crookedness straightened, its ignorance enlightened, and its darkness illuminated. We should never be afraid of the truth of God's revelation. He communicates his word to us so that we will have a clear guide in the midst of the fogginess of our fallen nature and a sure light to guide us. Of course, we can always decide to love the fog more than clear skies and darkness rather than light. If this is all we've ever known, it can be hard to break out of our suppositions. This may have been the Pharisees' problem. Their attitude towards Christ was off from the beginning, and they never seemed to have reflected upon the possibility that they were the ones who were wrong, that their interpretation of the law was impoverished. Imagine the conversions that could have taken place if the Pharisees and scribes had received the gospel with enthusiasm. They would have been the natural leaders of a huge movement of spiritual renewal. Now, Jesus' passion and death would still have taken place, but he might have then been accompanied in this work by the whole nation, rather than by just a handful who stood at the foot of the cross. Let's try to listen to the gospel with fresh hearing so that it can sweep away anything that is holding us back from a wholehearted discipleship. God bless you.